Clive Palmer's troubled nickel refinery in North Queensland has gone into voluntary administration. Just days ago, more than 230 employees were sacked from the plant near Townsville. On today's news, the Australian Workers Union's hoping there won't be further job cuts. Maria Hatzakis reports.
The Townsville Mayor, Jenny Hill, has issued a blunt message for Clive Palmer.
To Clive Palmer, no more shocks, no more surprises. Keep your word, keep the plant open.
Just 3 days ago, Mr. Palmer's nickel refinery near Townsville sacked 237 workers, blaming low commodity prices and a lack of government support. Today, Queensland Nickel announced it's gone into voluntary administration. Mayor Jenny Hill says workers are on edge.
My heart goes out to every employee who's lost their job and to the current employees that are still out there. Everyone's on tenterhooks, and it's not just them, it's for other members of the community. This shouldn't be about playing political leverage. It shouldn't be about personal gain. At the moment, this needs to be about keeping the doors open, keeping those people employed. We need to keep that business operating.
The business is expected to continue operating for now. FTI Consulting has been appointed to assess Queensland Nickel's financial position and ongoing viability, and the administrators say the company will continue to trade while its books are being reviewed. Ben Swan from the Australian Workers Union hopes the 550 jobs left at the plant will remain safe.
It's not a light step for people to step into administration. So it is a cause for concern, but we're hopeful that the circumstances might be more positive going into the future so that the business can continue to operate and continue to employ, you know, a significant number of people in Townsville.
In response to last week's sackings, the Queensland government has announced plans to bring forward more than $60 million in road and public works projects in the state's north to generate jobs. The Premier, Anastasia Palaszczuk, will meet her ministers this week to discuss job creation.
It is my intention this week to travel to Townsville. I will be meeting with a range of people to discuss the current situation, put in place a very clear plan to accelerate the capital works projects on the ground. And I announced yesterday a range of road projects, 180 jobs initially. We'll be looking at more jobs and more opportunities. If people need upskilling over the next 4 to 6 months before those projects are shovel ready, the government will look at making sure that there are opportunities for the workers.
But the state opposition leader, Lawrence Springborg, says the government isn't doing enough.
We've known for some time that there are certain questions over Mr. Palmer's refinery. We've known for some time what's happening in the resources sector. This government has done nothing to put in place a whole new range of projects for that area. All those projects which have been announced were on the cards and were going to happen anyway.
Queensland Nickel's Managing Director, Clive Mensink, has issued a written statement saying he believes the company has the ability to continue its operations and trade out of administration. The administrators, FTI Consulting, are expected to update creditors later this month.
Maria Hatzakis.